We're here at the American Seed Trade Association's CSS 2014 and Seed Expo. With me is Chris Feiden, who is Manager of Biological Operations for BASF, and we're going to talk a little bit about fermentation technology, which is actually on display here at the Expo. So first of all, Chris, why don't you outline for us the fermentation and filling process that takes place at the BASF research facilities like that in St. Joseph?
Yes, our fermentation process starts with small scale. We scale that up into reactor vessels to where we can automate the process. By automating the process, we can control certain parameters like airflow, agitation, and really control the quality of the product that comes out. The final product that comes out is made in a positive pressured room. So it's a very clean room, and we're able to provide very clean product, very pure product to the marketplace with very high concentrations.
What are some of the steps you use to ensure the quality of the process at the St. Joseph facility?
To ensure the quality of the process at St. Joseph, what we do is we walk through multiple steps as part of the process of fermentation. Each day we sample and we quality assure each of our batches four different ways. So by the time the product gets to the end, the product has already went through over 25 quality assurance steps before we reach our internal quality assurance department.
Now, as far as this bacteria that's grown in these environments, how do they benefit crops?
They benefit crops by providing a nitrogen-rich enhancement to the soil. So a rhizobium inoculant, it really helps take nitrogen from the atmosphere and supply it to the plant through the soil to provide it in a form the plant can use to help increase yield.
And that increase of yield is the major benefit for growers. But what are those direct benefits to growers and the benefits that you get from the crop?
You're looking at a 3-to-1 return on investment. For a dollar now, you can get $3 in the fall. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good investment in my opinion.
That's all the questions I have right now. And what we're going to do is take a little bit of a look at the demonstration that you have here at the CSS 2014 and Seed Expo.